Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
Upstart Radio.
Took the children. They took the children right off the street. They groomed them and enslaved them. They peddled children on the black market through mediums like Wayfair. They took the media. They took the media that once used to inform the people of real truth, of what was actually happening. They took the voice that used to inform the masses and turned it into their propaganda machine. They've taken the very hope of the American dream for millions of Americans and crushed it in the palm of their hand. They've taken the same voice that put them in power and used that power to silence us, to crush us, to force us into a place of poverty, a place of just enough to survive, but not enough to fight back. What more do you have to lose? This isn't living. And you don't own what you claim you do anyway. The government will see to that. So what do you really have to lose? It's time to stand up. It's time... Let it all burn!
The story of Erica Kirk shows how the Shadow Society captures political movements from the inside out. But look at how they capture your faith. They market them as holy icons of peace to lure spiritual people into a psychological trap. This is the unredacted history of the 14th Dalai Lama. Let's look directly at the verifiable public records. It was mentioned in the Epstein files over 100 times. Mainstream history says he fled Tibet in 1959 as a refugee. but declassified records from the CIA logs in the 1960s tell a different story. The documents prove that the CIA funneled over $1.7 million a year into his exile movement, including a direct personal payment to the Dalai Lama himself of $180,000. They didn't just back his cause, they developed his entire independent profile. But wait until you see what they did. They built a global celebrity to act as a massive psychological tool. His job was to preach passivity to the masses while secretly running a covert operation with the US government. He went to Jerusalem to study the Jewish secret. He wore the kippah and touched the wall. But in 2023, the Dalai Lama was caught on camera telling a young boy to suck his tongue.
And suck my tongue.
This forced his official office to apologize immediately, and he claimed it was an innocent joke. From what I know, they did this on purpose. It's called a humiliation ritual. They pay these spiritual icons, and then they turn them into monsters so the public can see this spiritual idol as a beast. This is called systemic inversion. From the massive sex scandals of the Catholic Church all the way to Israel bombing innocent kids while saying they're the most moral army. The playbook's identical. The handlers intentionally prop up or compromise these spiritual figures. Their hope is that the actions of these icons will cause you to lose your faith entirely, or to think that their behavior is justifiable and okay and get you to actually behave in the same way. Their goal is to turn the human race into bloodthirsty pedophile slaves. Unfortunately for them, the Akari frequency opens that third eye to see the truth. Let's look at who Dalai Lama hangs out with. Pizzagate Obama, Epstein Clinton, 9/11 Bush. They're all in the same gang. They can compromise our politicians. They can script Hollywood movies and degrade the youth through music. They can compromise religious titles, but they cannot touch the sovereign soul of a child of God. True connection to the Creator requires zero institution. You do not need established middlemen to connect with spirit. Turn off their manufactured political and religious theater. Heal from your trauma. Stand in your power and reclaim your mind. My name is Derek. If you're ready, let's wake up the world.
Mama, USA did it again. And mama, it fucking can't stay in its lane. Mama, they bomb babies, called it casualty. Made a pedophile their fucking president. Mama, everything is catching fire. Mama, everyone is a fucking liar. Mama, they pick a place, call it disgusting race. Then launch missiles to set their schools on fire. The land of the free. What a joke! On the news, mama, they asking for receipts and proof. Mama, can the dead speak? 40 million killed in streets while they kept holding their island barbecues. Mama, I may never come back. Mama, don't you cry about that. Mama, you didn't raise a coward. If this is my last hour, Pentagon would know me as a fucking maniac. Land of the free. What a joke. To it all, mama, why did I come into this world, mama? I wish I was by your side. Told you I'm fine, I lied. But don't ever tell this to my sweet baby girl. Mama goes a screaming at me, Mama!
They don't let me sleep,
my Mama!
They want me to quit. Everything's gone to shit, but no matter what.
Mid-20s.
Right.
The first time I really came over here. You know, I had a whole bunch of weird paranoid suspicions about what the hell was going on because there was a lot of stuff I couldn't understand.
Right.
And nobody was really bothering to explain it to me.
They don't.
And I formed a bunch of opinions about the town and about the people in it that were like, surely that couldn't be because whole place can't be like, you know, weird town, you know, where the stranger wanders in and all the people are in the bar and they all shut up when he looks at him and,
mm-hmm.
and they tell you don't go out of the house on the hill. It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go away and you think, no, I was wrong. I mean, that's insane thinking. I'm paranoid. I imagined that stuff. It couldn't be the reason for why so-and-so was acting like and then you find out later on the track that you were exactly on track.
Mm-hmm.
That some of your worst nightmares were real at the time. And you think, it does rip your life to pieces.
Is it?
If you'll let it.
Yeah.
And it's always pounding at the walls.
Yeah.
These little guys, these little heathens with no soul downstairs with horns on their head with a battering ram trying to like beat your walls in.
Yeah.
It's cascading on you all the time. You can't get away from certain attitudes, from certain modes of behavior that this town and the industry dictate. No matter how strong you are going to be affected by this place.
Mm.
And I think it takes that kind of cockroach resilience to survive in this town. You have to make a deal with everyone else, and it's almost unspoken, that you are going to be fucked over at some point.
Not voting your way out of this. Even if you could, why on earth would you listen to people who put us in this position?
You have two ways to go. Either you collapse the world with starvation and mass death and those effects, or you put the thing through bankruptcy reorganization. And how do you do that?
And even if... They're not even good at their jobs. They're not good at their jobs at all. So why is it that we're going to let them build another system for us to operate off of when we know that their system was based and built on greed? We have an entire track record of what they've done, and we know what they've done, whether it's conspiracy videos or it's just actually looking at the paperwork itself. Why, if they do this?
There is not enough money, real value in the world, to cover the demands against currency. And therefore, the system has gotten to the point that under the present system, you've got to sacrifice the currency claims, or you've got to sacrifice the real economy. Which means there's no way that you can reorganize under the present world monetary financial system.
I'm not listening anymore. You? Yeah, anything that they're talking about, why are we listening to them? If we know that things are coming, why don't we, instead of being divided, we just come together? Because that seems to be the only weapon they got against us. All the weapons that they got in the world and all the stuff they want to do, how on earth do you kill billions of people if they don't unify? Because if they're separate, yeah, you just pick them off like flies, one by one. Let this system go. Again, let's have a conversation. Because this is over. It's game over. It's done. There's nothing left. Stop acting like there is.
They tell you vote for change,
but the change never comes. Politicians smile while they pocket the crumbs. Every promise they make is just a script to recite, while the streets stay burning in the dead of the night. The system's rigged, stacked against the poor and weak. Every law they pass is designed to keep you meek. The ones in suits sipping champagne on high never see the struggle, never hear a child cry. They fund wars abroad while our people starve at home, telling us to hustle, telling us to cope alone. Tax us for the services that they never provide, and smile when they catch us slipping, laughing while we slide. Media spin stories, distractions in plain sight, while bankers and lobbyists run the country at night. Every scandal covered, every crime swept away, and the ones who speak truth are punished for what they say. I've seen streets full of anger, young heads full of pain, yet the system keeps quiet lest the cycles remain. Schools underfunded, hospitals in decay, while ministers toast victories, count money they didn't earn that day. They call it democracy, but it's a masquerade. The people get crumbs while the powerful get paid. Every protest met with force, every voice ignored, and freedom of speech feels like a concept they hoard. I walk past council flats, broken windows, cold halls, hear whispers of despair bouncing off these walls. The man on the corner sells hope in a bag, while policies push families further into the drag. I write to expose it, my pen a loaded gun, every bar a reflection of what they've undone. From austerity cuts to the bailouts for banks, they rob the many while giving the few their thanks. Immigrants demonized, the poor criminalized, the powerful hide truths that the press won't revise. Every check and balance seems bent in their favor, while we fight for crumbs they build their own savor. The crown, the parliament, ministers in disguise, selling hope to the hopeless, feeding us lies. I've watched families collapse while officials debate, and nothing changes except the hands of fate. I've seen police protect the rich, punish the street, and justice, it seems, has forgotten the weak. Every broken system, every law that divides, reminds me the truth is something the government hides. They measure success by numbers on a screen, while communities crumble left unseen. Education is optional if you can't pay, healthcare a gamble if you fall astray. I've marched, I've shouted, I've tried to demand, but the system moves slow, it's all pre-planned. The rich get richer, the poor lose their ground, and the loudest voice often never makes a sound. Propaganda feeds through screens in every home, turning truth to fiction, leaving minds to roam. History written to suit their own cause, while the people stay trapped in unseen laws. I question every policy, every speech they make, the lies drip slowly like ice in a lake. I've seen ministers trade lives like currency, while the public suffers silently, caught in urgency. They talk about freedom, but chain us with debt, every promise a trap, every vote a threat. We fight amongst ourselves while they laugh from above, feeding fear, spreading division, stripping trust from love. I write for the broken, for the ones left behind, for every silent scream the system tries to bind. I walk the city streets where injustice is loud, every verse a reflection, every bar a vow. The crown and the parliament, shadows of deceit, every handshake is blood, every smile conceals heat. I watch greed define the shape of our lives, and I rhyme in confession while corruption survives. The laws they enforce protect the powerful's gains, while we pick up the pieces, endure silent pains. Every policy favors the rich, every reform delayed, and the youth watch the promise of tomorrow betrayed. I walk alone, but my words are a weapon, every truth spit loud, every verse a confession. The system's cold, but my rhythm is colder, every line a story, every bar a soldier. So I rhyme like resistance, every bar rebellion, cold truth in the cadence, exposing their hellion. The night knows the secrets the government conceals, and when I'm gone the echoes reveal how the system steals.
Don't be mad at me, it's just advice. Do whatever you want. Is to get good at something. So I think it's plenty important to have well thought out political stances on things. I think it's plenty important to know about divorce rape, to know about the realities of biology, to know about what a bitch will do to you once she gets her claws in. I think it's well important to have fun playing video games, to have an active imagination, to have all kinds of hobbies and fun things and good little thoughts and things like that. It is my opinion that none of that shit matters if you are unskilled, if you do not have something that you are good at. Get good at whatever it is. Welding, plumbing, car sales, doesn't matter. Develop some type of skill. Develop something that is a benefit to other people, that gives you self-confidence, that makes you a worthwhile person. It's pathetic to see somebody who has no skills. And if it's a woman, they get a pass. But if you really think about it, it's even more pathetic to skate by life just not knowing how to do anything. In young men, because boys and young men are, they tend to be more feminine. They tend to expect things to be taken care of for them. They don't have skills. They don't have the ability to take care of themselves or other people. And so there's like that transition going from boyhood and adolescence to adulthood and having your role in the world totally change is very difficult for a lot of people. And I think that's why a lot of people get caught up in like collecting Funko Pop dolls and playing games and doing very regressive type shit, is because they really want to hold on to that lack of responsibility. They want to hold on to that until they're 45 fucking years old. That's my main point, is you have to step out of that comfort zone. You can't be content with that life of ease, because it just is, it's a dead end road. It leads to you becoming a worthless person. Like, really. Oh yeah, 1,000. we were just looking at people's Steam profiles and seeing how much time people we know had logged in games. You know, 500 hours in Left 4 Dead. This one dude we looked up had about 5,000 hours buried across various games. Think about that, 5,000 hours, right? I mean, that's time you could use to really make some serious progress towards really whatever you want. And it's really a fucking tragedy to burn that kind of time on something that's not going to pay you back. As you get older, I'm starting to experience this now, but there definitely is a level of intelligence crystallization that happens, a level of solidification in the brain. And I don't care what anybody else says about how you can learn it's never too late to learn a skill, or you can go back to college at age 40 and totally change your life and pick something up and just, you know, make a new life for yourself. That's complete fucking bullshit. By the time you hit your late 20s, by the time you're in your 30s, and definitely in your mid-30s, who you are as a person, usually your opinions, definitely your skill set, these things are all solidified. That's done. By the time you're 29, 28, forget about learning a new skill. It's not going to happen. All right, I'm sorry to tell you this. Maybe, you know, you could get a hobby level. Maybe you learn how to press flowers. Your ability to, like, learn something at a level where it's professional, semi-professional, worth money to somebody else, able to use it to do something significant, not going to happen. You're done. This is a core component of what it means to be a man, is having aptitude, having the ability to do something to make a mark on the world, to make money, to you know, protect the people around you, to build something. This is all, like, this is not optional for being a man. If you miss this, you are not fully male. I'm sorry.
Upstart Radio.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around, till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town.
And the shout heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
Now at famous Bunker Hill, Even though we lost, it was quite a thrill. The rebel Colonel Prescott proved he was wise. Outnumbered and low on ammunition, as the British stormed his position, he said, hold your fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Though the next few years were rough, General Washington's men proved they were tough. Those hungry, ragged boys would not...
Screen's glowing. Eyes on you. Big Brother's watching, filling your mind with fake news. They twist the truth, control your mind. But freedom's fire burns! This time we run! The airwaves, fear clicks divide, turn friends to slaves. Words are weapons, hate if you speak free. The police at your door to lead your history. Double thief days, war is peace they claim. Freedom, slavery in the twisted game. But we remember, fight's just begun.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.